Good morning, West Michigan. You're listening to a special edition of the Grillin' Guys Show. This is Saturday morning. We are live and local in Grand Haven at the D&W on 1116 Robbins Road. We're out here celebrating the Coast Guard Festival right in front of the D&W. The Spartan Mobile Grill is out here. They're grilling up some of that preferred Angus certified. Top 10% of American beef is named Preferred Angus, and I tell you what, it is fabulous. We got Ralph over there on the grill. He's putting together some of the best little steak tidbits you'll ever have. We got people lined up right now. Good morning, Bob. Good to see you, man.
Hey, Job. Thanks. Welcome to D&W Fresh Markets on Robbins Road in Grand Haven. It's a beautiful day, and the sun's shining. We have steak sizzling. We've got great microbrew beers here from Old Boys Brew House, which is right near the bridge. If you're coming over 104, coming out of Spring Lake, heading to either Ferrisburg or Grand Haven, it's that big brewery that you see on the side there. If you've never stopped there, I've got to tell you right now, hit the brakes, wheel in there, because the boss is away. Probably all beers right now are half off.
And Bob, the boss is sitting right beside you, so I would go a little easy on that, brother.
On it. Anyway, this blueberry wit, I don't want to just beat it to death, but it is the craziest explosion of things. I mean, hats off.
You know, we're joined right now by Dave Bays. He's the brewer at Old Boys Brew House. So let's talk a little bit about that wit. You poured a glass of it for us to try.
I certainly did.
We were ranting and raving about it a little bit in the last segment. But tell us what makes that so unique. I mean, it's a little bit tart, but it's not too tart. It's really good.
Well, what makes wits unique in general is the Belgian yeast strain. They impart a fruitiness and a tartness that you're not going to get with other styles. And I use unmalted wheat rather than using malted wheat, and then that gives it a certain drying effect. And then also I add some orange peel and coriander, but of course the blueberry is going to add that little extra something that you're not going to find in other wit beers.
Most of the wit beers, if we're grilling, we're standing at the grill, maybe like a seafood dish or steamed mussels or something like that. Again, that
Absolutely.
Fruity flavor pairing up with the seafood makes it a nice combination.
Yeah, and if you're going to go with dessert, something that obviously is going to be a little on the sweeter side and lighter side as well, because the wit beers are light to begin with.
Yeah.
So.
Now, right now, we're trying an IPA.
Oh, that's next.
Yeah. And that is a very clean, crisp IPA.
It is.
That is not overpowering at all.
It's, well, you know, when I went to beer school, one of the things that they impressed upon me was the need for quaffability. I mean, it's great to have a really strong beer, but you also want to be able to drink it, too. And this particular one is an American-style IPA. I use American citrusy-based hops, and I like a good balanced beer as well.
So describe an American IPA. What would be the other type? An English?
An English IPA.
Uh-huh.
They're not going to be, I don't think, quite as aromatic. They're not going to be quite so emphasized on the hop flavors as a lot of American IPAs are going to be. And of course, we've got wonderful American hops that really define it, such as, you know, Centennial hops are used all across the board.
So. Well, I used to be a big IPA drinker, and over the years I've kind of pulled away from it because so many of them are so overbearing that I just can't drink more than one of them. And
right. Well, I think there's a place for it for sure, and I like those too, Bob.
This would be great with a steak right here. Mm. Matter of fact, we've got steak right here off the Spartan Grill.
I know,
and
it's delicious.
I'm going to have to see if they pair properly.
Bob, you know, when I'm using standing at the grill and I've got an IPA in my hand, that stronger flavor, that spicier food, something with maybe a little curry in it or something with a little bit of bite, that IPA has a stronger feeling, kind of grabs you right in the back of the jaw type thing. And if you want a spicier food to pair that with, the stronger beer, and again, if you're listening out there, it's the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM each and every Saturday morning, and we're talking with Dave Bays. He's the brewer from the Old Boys Brew House here in Grand Haven, and he's got an IPA here that is fantastic. But
it
would put that with something that has a little bit more spice, got a little bit of bite to it, a little bit of heat. It'd pair up very well, in my opinion.
I would put it with some Spartan steaks. Absolutely with that preferred Angus.
You are shameless today.
No, that preferred Angus, Tender Ridge, either one. I mean, that
is pretty
delicious. Just took a bite of that steak and washed it down with that IPA, and I'll tell you what, it's a match made in heaven.
Who's got a better job than you, Bob? You're eating steak, drinking beer, and talking on the radio, man. This is a good gig. This is a good gig if you can
get it.
It's
only 2 hours a week, though.
Right, exactly.
If anybody's listening and you have a job like this during the week, I'd like to do this the rest of the week. So call me, okay? It's 555-1212.
Yeah. Dave, you also brought a third beer with you today. What is that one?
That is our chocolate stout.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, chocolate stout is it's a sweet stout as far as styles are concerned. I focused more on the chocolate malts for this beer. The chocolate and caramel malts that I used are from England, and so they're a little bit more pronounced. And I also added some cocoa nibs and some vanilla bean to really bring out the chocolatey flavors. So
this is almost a dessert beer.
It is. It would go very well with heavier barbecues and. Oops, what is that? Is
okay,
that
you're, you have the best boss in the world. Okay, if I ever need a job, you're in trouble.
She feeds me
root beer like you though, so you're not in trouble.
So my job is safe.
I guess so.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
For now.
Exactly. Well, I'm
going to school.
So.
Yeah. Well, you are now. Let's just trade. If you just tuned in, it's the Silly Grilling Guys, 107.3. It is Flub Up Saturday. We're in Grand Haven, and we just decided just to have fun because we've had enough snafus here to get the day going that it's got to be a great day. We're going to get all the little problems out of the way. I'm heading to golf afterwards. I've got a class reunion up in Reed City. The Ricker Brothers Band's playing up there. We're going to have a lot of fun. So if you're from Reed City, all class reunion, it's out in Chase, go there. There's going to be 1,000 people out there.
Okay, for the rest of you that don't know where Reed City is, we're over in Grand Haven at the D&W on Robbins Road, and we're celebrating the Coast Guard Festival, and we're lucky enough to have both the owner and the brewer from Old Boys Brew House here with us. Now, you brought three beers with us, and they've all been very well, but you've got a whole variety of others that you got at the tap house, too, don't you?
I do. Right now, I've got 9 beers on tap, and I can put up to 10 beers. So right now, on top of what we've been having here, I have lighter beers. Like I've got a Czech Pilsner and a Kolsch. I also have a brown ale. And if you really like the IPA, I also have some Imperial IPA, which is just it's a monster version of a standard American IPA.
And this is a chocolate stout?
That's the chocolate stout, yeah.
That's very mild for a stout.
So the IPA,
it's more of a sweet stout.
You know,
I didn't focus on like the heavy coffee.
You don't focus heavy on anything. I mean, in terms of flavors, none of your beers so far have taken me in any direction that's real defining. They're all wonderfully balanced, and that's the biggest problem with some of the microbrewers that I've tried is they want to be so extreme that they want to create like this cult following. It ruins the beer. This is just clean beer.
Well, my favorite beers are all clean.
Balanced,
like that as well.
Yeah.
And they're balanced. So, of course, it really depends
on
the
wonderful.
Style. I mean, if I were to have brought my bourbon barrel-aged Imperial Stout, that's a whole different ballgame. I mean, that's a very...
You're baiting us over, aren't you?
I am. I want you guys over at the brewery in a little bit.
Okay, for my golf partners, if you're listening, I'm out of the foursome, so do it. We're going to go to Old Boys. What do you say, Jop?
Hey, you know what? That's the best thing you've said all day.
You've seen my golf game, though.
But
I play
anyway,
old crap. I don't play golf.
You know, Old Boys is not just a brewery. They've got a restaurant there. Melissa has brought homemade desserts with her. I think she's got a couple tubs of ice cream here. He's looking at 8 or 9 different beers that we've got. She's got bread. You guys, if you get out to Grand Haven, before you get into town, look to your right before you go over the bridge, wheel around. It's worth the stop.
I'm just going to
tell you right now, we're blessed to be able to have these guys on with us, and they brought some of their wonderful product that they made, and it's worth the trip. Get in your car. It's a beautiful Saturday morning. If you can't grill on your back deck, get out here and let these guys grill for you because they got some good food, some great beer, and it's a wonderful day to be in Grand Haven. The Coast Guard Festival is going on. It's just an excellent, excellent Saturday.
And now that we got all those good vibrations, what else you got for us, Jop?
Well, you know what, Bob? You've been trying for 3 weeks to get in this peach and rum chutney that you are putting on pork. And what I'd like to do is have you talk a little bit about that.
As long as I don't have to talk about rubbing the chicken again.
No, we're done with that.
I'll get the giggles.
Clearly you enjoy that way too much.
No, honestly, I don't. It just painted a picture I couldn't handle. I just saw, a movie.
So paint a picture of
a chicken movie. So chutneys are great. I love chutneys because some people have a problem when you grill fish for them. And I've got a bunch of kids, and some of them in my house, the girls in particular, are a little finicky when it comes to the fish. And if you've got one of those finicky fish eaters, learn to make chutneys. I'm telling you guys, it will save your keister and it'll make you a hero because you will just look phenomenal when you walk in with a platter full of fish and a gorgeous chutney on top of those fish. And it really tastes good.
What does that have to do with the keister?
It's Keister Saturday.
Okay. So tell us about the chutney.
Save my keister. Basically, it's a fruit concoction, and you chop up fruit and you boil it with certain things. But this one happens to be peach and rum. It's my own concoction, and it actually works, but I like all my stuff. You take a couple cups of peaches. You dice them up. You put about a third of a cup of white vinegar in. You can use rice vinegar if you like or wine vinegar, but white vinegar is sufficient. About a half cup of raisins, some onion, allspice, ginger, lemon, salt, a little cinnamon, and then about a cup and a half of white sugar. That's the heavy stuff. Half a cup of brown sugar, and you bring that all to a simmer, and you simmer it for about 30 minutes, about a half hour.
Rob Russell, 30 minutes.
Half hour. And you pull it off, and it'll be nice and thick, and then I pour in about a half a cup of Meyer's rum. A nice dark rum, or if you want a cheaper one, you can get, some crappy rum, but it's phenomenal. You put that on your fish, and you just, when you pull all that off, just put it in a canning jar or something in the fridge and just keep it, and you scoop it out and use it as you need it. It'll last for months.
Bob, are you using that as a garnish, or are you actually cooking it on the fish?
I'm going to put it on top of my fish 5 minutes before I pull it off the grill. Okay. It's going to warm up and glaze over, and whether you're planking or if you're just grilling straight out, it's a beautiful presentation. It adds a sweetness.
Two tips when you're grilling fish. One is if you are planking it, take the skin off. If you're not planking it, leave the skin on and put a little oil on the grate because you don't want your fish to stick when you're trying to, once it's finished.
You know, that's a great tip, Randy. That's absolutely the truth.
Yep, absolutely. So, coming up next, we're going to have a little bit more cold beer here from our friends at the Old Boys Brew House. And we're going to talk about some common grilling mistakes and a little bit of man law. So, we've got a lot of stuff going on here today, but we've been really... having a good time out here at D&W in Grand Haven.
I'd be remiss if we didn't thank Brian Fonger back in the studio for helping us save this train wreck. Him and Katie both pulling this thing together today. Thank you very much from the Grilling Guys.
We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.